I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. It's been 2 months since ISIS crucified a dozen Christians trained by AFA, and the sorrow still hasn't gone away. Christian Aid Mission's Steve Van Valkenburg.
You feel like that you're a parent over them, you're a spiritual father over them, and then to see them crucified, it's not easy. Their goal was that people would come to Christ up to their dying breath. That was their whole goal, was that they would see people, their villagers, come to Christ.
With Christian Aid Mission's help, AFA and some of his peers are staying in Syria to share the hope of Christ, but not all believers feel called by God to stay in harm's way. Could you help get them out? We'll connect you at the end of this broadcast. Just like grief, anger has a process too, and it's hard not to be angry if you live in the Central African Republic. There were more deaths than previously reported from last week's violence. Important elections are being postponed. A radio station started by Reach Beyond is helping people process their anger, says Water for Good's Jim Hocking.
Questions come in when we talk about reconciliation. You know, how can we reconcile with people who are killing our kids and raping our girls? You know, how are we really supposed to forgive them? Those are difficult questions to answer.
Local pastors who talk on the radio show point listeners to the cross for answers. You're invited to pray about this story and ask the Lord how he might have you help Water for Good keep their show on the airwaves. Then, head to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. Head to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.